Today, we have a missionary priest celebrating the Eucharist with us here at Immaculate Conception Church. And so I did not have the opportunity to preach a full-fledged homily. So I have chosen to share a brief reflection with you based on today's readings. Folks, today's readings tell us some rather unbelievable stories. Unbelievable not because God cannot accomplish great things, but because stories such as the ones we have today is not part of our normal experience. Both in the first reading and the gospel reading, there are two stunningly similar stories of young men being raised to life. Now, how often do we get to see that? This is hard to believe, isn't it? On the other hand, resurrection from the dead is a core belief of Christianity. We believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and we also believe that one day we shall rise from the dead. There is no getting around the theme of the resurrection from the dead. Today's readings, though, hold some ideas into the why and the how of our belief in the resurrection. First, let me simply say this. The two stories are about widows who lost their only sons. Both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, widows along with orphans were among the most helpless people in society. Oppressing widows was considered a serious sin, and great virtue could be achieved by helping them as well. So on a very human level, we expect men like Elijah and Jesus to intervene actively and positively when tragedy struck these helpless people, because these were both righteous men. And Elijah and Jesus clearly deliver when it comes to our expectations of them. But Elijah and Jesus were no ordinary human beings. Elijah was a great prophet, and Jesus was the Son of God. And this then is the deeper point of the readings. Both Elijah and Jesus are representatives of God's attitude toward death and the tragedy created by death. In other words, they are prototypes. These two stories of the resurrection of the dead, along with the resurrection of Lazarus in the Gospel of John and other stories of the resurrection, are told in a way that they capture God's plan for all humanity. Just as Elijah and Jesus have compassion on the widows, God has compassion on us. God knows our pain, and God intervenes on our behalf. And so, not just a few selected people, but all of humanity is invited to reap the benefit of God's great love and compassion. As Christians, though, we have to go a step forward about the how of the resurrection. In Jesus, God's compassion far exceeded what humanity could ever expect. In Jesus, God entered into the depths of human life and death, and transformed it from within. Jesus did not just stand by a dead body or stand outside the tomb and cry out for the dead person to rise. No, he died the human death so that he could enter into the very depths of human devastation. And he transformed it from within by rising from the dead. In this way, God's compassion far exceeds what we can ever imagine. So yes, the stories in today's readings are unbelievable. But they are unbelievable not because the resurrection from the dead is not possible, but rather because it is hard to imagine the depths of God's love and compassion for us. So, in one sense, today's readings are really not about death and resurrection, rather, they're about God's abundant compassion and love. God does not let us die. God makes it possible to share in God's eternity. And I suggest, let us remain grateful for what God has done for us. Amen.